Iran looms large over this process and over security for the entire region. Next, we go to New York, where leaders from all over the world are coming for the UN General Assembly. And I sit down with Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who has turned these annual UN appearances into a regular attempt to seek out the media and press his case. Mr. President, thank you for joining us. The United States is very pleased that you have released Sarah Shord, and the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, has said that she wants the other two, Josh and Shane, to be released also, a humanitarian gesture.
It's true that the Islamic Republic of Iran took a humanitarian measure and released one of the three individuals who entered our borders, Ms. Sarah Shord. This was a huge humanitarian gesture. Now, you may be aware that eight Iranians are illegally being detained in the United States. So I believe that it would not be misplaced to ask that the U.S. government should make a humanitarian gesture to release the Iranians who were illegally arrested and detained here in the United States.
Mr. President, I understand that the Iranians, many of them, have been convicted of various sanctions busting and arms busting. So are you saying you're holding the two Americans as hostages for the release of Iranians here?
No.
But how would you know that those Iranians are criminals? Are you a judge?
May I show you something? I just want to show you a recording.
We thank you for bringing Sarah home, but now it is time for bringing Josh and Shane home. And we urge you, again, with your humanitarianism of the Islamic Republic of Iran, to show the same compassion you had for Sarah to bring Josh and Shane home.
Last May, when you were here, you talked about being a friend to the American people. Shane and Josh are American people. Their families are American people. Please release both of them back to their families.
We are saddened that there are individuals in prison, and it makes us unhappy when people are in prison anywhere in the world, whether in Iran or in the United States or elsewhere. We want people to be free and not to suffer. But in the end of the day, there's a law that determines who stays in prison and who does not.
And do you think they'll be released anytime soon? Would you intervene like you did for Sarah?
I would give a recommendation, but their cases have to be examined. They violated the law.
Let's move on to the nuclear issue. The United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told me that they would like to have a discussion with Iran in the P5 plus one over the nuclear issue. Before Ramadan, Iran said it was looking to have another meeting, but there's been no further word on it. Are you going to have a meeting with the United States in the P5 plus one on the nuclear issue?
On this trip?
Anytime soon.
Yes, we have a plan to discuss things, to discuss issues. We've always been ready to discuss issues as long as they're within the legal framework and based on principles of justice and respect. Now, having said that, all our nuclear activities are being controlled by cameras. Material that is moved is weighed, is examined, and controlled. So as far as the IAEA supervision is concerned, there's no blockage of that supervision. Now, some of these individuals have released our nuclear information, the information that we have provided, which is illegal. The IAEA is required by a statute to protect that information, not to release it. And plus, the IAEA is aware of several other violations that they have committed. Now, we believe that here, the United States is pressing the IAEA to take a political position on the issue. Once the IAEA does that, its work becomes worthless and ineffective.
Sanctions. The United Nations, the United States, the European Union, Japan, South Korea, Russia, China, everybody's put sanctions on Iran. Are you surprised that they were so uniform?
It is meaningless to us.
Well, it's interesting you say this. Former president of Iran, Rafsanjani, has given a speech in which he urged you not to take the sanctions as a joke, to take them seriously, and he says that they're the most tough sanctions that Iran has ever experienced. Do you consider them a joke, or do you take them seriously?
In Iran, people are free to make statements, to say what they think. There are no restrictions on what people say.
No, but the question is, do you take the sanctions seriously, or do you consider them a joke, ineffective, not serious?
We do take sanctions seriously, but taking it seriously is different from believing that they are effective. These are two different issues. We consider this as, and have recorded it as, a serious violation of international law. It was illegal, it was wrong, they wronged the people of Iran by insulting them, and these sanctions will definitively mark a new level of progress in our economy. We have turned sanctions around and created opportunities out of it. Now, this doesn't mean, certainly, that we take it seriously, but it does not mean that it has a negative influence on our economy, because it does not.
But this time, in fact, people are saying that it is having a negative influence. Businessmen will not be able to do enough trade. Shipping is going to be difficult. Insuring ships is going to be difficult.
None of this is a problem. I want to stress it is not a problem. If you want to say it's effective, why not wait for the next 6 months or a year to see with your own eyes whether there are effects or not? And I tell you, there are none.
I want to ask you about human rights. You know the lady Sakineh Mohammad Ashtiani, who was sentenced to stoning. Her sentence was lifted. What do you personally think of stoning? Do you think that's an appropriate sentence for anybody in today's modern Iran?
Why do you think that the issue of one lady in a village in Iran called Miss Mohammadi should suddenly become such a big issue for American officials?
I'm surprised that you don't think that it's likely to be a big issue. And it's not just American officials, it's all over the world. It was international.
Allow me.
I want to know what your view is on stoning. Do you think it's appropriate and fitting for a modern country and a nuclear want to be a nuclear power?
Why don't you finish your statements and then allow me to speak?
I'm asking your opinion.
Well, if you want to lecture me, you can, but that's fine.
I'm asking your opinion.
I wouldn't be offended. I have a lot of patience.
Okay. I'd like your opinion on stoning.
First, what I want to say is that Ms. Mohammadi was never sentenced to stoning. This was news that was produced and incorrect, and regrettably, U.S. media was infected by U.S. politicians to make a piece of news out of this.
But the Iranian government lifted the sentence.
Allow me. When? I represent the Iranian government. How come is it that I am unaware of what you are telling me and that you should be aware of it? This is an issue that is being considered. It's still being processed. Given that there was no sentence of stoning issued in the first place, this was a news that was made up. The propaganda behind it was big. And then those same murderers of people become supporters of human rights. Now, this is an ancient method that needs to change. It's natural. Anybody can have an opportunity over an issue and propagate about it. But we are opposed to the way the United States manages the world, manages Iraq, Afghanistan, and elsewhere.
Now, since we're talking about this, since you've been president, executions in Iran have increased by 4 times. Did you know that?
That is not true at all. Not at all.
You deny that? Independent human rights groups say that?
How do they know? They haven't come to Iran.
Can I move on to ask you about the leaders of the opposition, Mr. Mousavi and Mr. Karoubi? Their offices have been raided recently. Mr. Mousavi's computers have been taken, and the prosecutor general in Tehran is saying that a trial and a case is being built against them, and that they will go to trial if and once public opinion is readied. Is that something that you approve of and you agree with? Do you know that a case is being prepared against Mr. Mousavi and or Mr. Karoubi?
You see, if they wanted to build a case, they should have done it last year.
So you don't think it's happening?
I don't think it's even necessary. They were free, they're still free, they're going on with their daily lives.
Why does he say that then? That a trial will take place?
Who said
Mr. Jafari Dolatabadi. A trial will take place when it will be in the interest of the ruling establishment and once public opinion is ready. Do you accept that? Do you agree with it and approve it?
I do not get involved in the business of the judiciary. The judge is independent, but I think that when you translate these statements, you've probably made or interpreted it, you've made a mistake in analyzing it. I am unaware of the details of what people do. The judiciary is aware of those details, but I can tell you, I mean, you gave me a piece of news, and I'm telling you that if a case was to be built, it should have been done last year.
What did you think when Fidel Castro said, Mr. President, stop attacking the Jews, stop denying the Holocaust, stop being anti-Semitic? Fidel Castro, Cuba is a friend of Iran.
Well, shouldn't he be free to say what he wants? He's free to say what he wants. We have never been anti-Semitic. When was I anti-Semitic? The Jews live in Iran, like every other person who lives in Iran freely.
You know, Hillary Clinton told me, and she's told others, that the United States is very concerned about the increasing militarization of the Iranian government, that the Revolutionary Guard is very involved, not just in its military activities, but in politics, in economics, in business, that they're cracking down on the people. As you know, there are still hundreds of election protesters in jail, many of them without evidence, without trial. Why the militarization of the Iranian system? Why?
Don't you think that Ms. Clinton should think a little bit before she makes statements of such nature? I think Ms. Clinton is a very respected woman, but she should really gather more correct information to base her statements on accurate information.
I have to ask you this one last question. I just want to know if there's any chance that you will respond to the invitation of the Obama administration to engage with the United States.
I invited him to engage.
Well, he sent a letter, he talked about it publicly.
I was the one who started the invitation. I was the first to send a letter of invitation, and he never responded to the letter. I announced in the United Nations that we are ready to talk in the United Nations in the presence of others. I didn't receive an answer. Iran was the country that released Sarah. We haven't even received a note from the United States on that. We were always prepared to talk, but under fair conditions and respectful conditions. If somebody thinks that they can, like, order us around or rule us and call it a talk, that wouldn't work. But if they're ready to sit down, respect the law, be fair and just, we're always prepared to talk.
Mr. President, thank you very much.